It is our choices, Harry, that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. Dumbledore. I am a multidimensional fractal of consciousness currently expressing as a human being in the most authentic way that we can imagine. Always remember to take what resonates and leave the rest. Welcome to Mental Magic. Hey loves, this is going to be the last episode of Mental Magic for a while. I feel like the tides are turning in my life and I need some time to figure out what's happening, who I am, who I want to play as going forward in my life. And while I thoroughly love putting out these episodes, giving you some ideas of what it is to be me, some ideas of who I am and how I think and how I move in the world, as well as sharing some of the most amazing people that are in my world that have colored my experience of life here on Earth. And I feel like there's a lot that's changing in my life, inside of me, as well as in my external world. And I really need time to just live into this reality that's taking form. And so this is my last installment, for now, of course, into this series that I've been recording on nightmare human beings. And today, what I specifically want to talk about and what I'm hoping to be able to articulate and explore is the tendency for all of us to be nightmare humans in the realities of other people as well as ourselves, and what that really looks like and feels like. And I've explained on previous episodes of how this energy can be abusive and violent and toxic. And yes, it has the ability to be all of those things. The darkness has infinite potential to be whatever it is we need it to be. The funny thing about darkness, in my own perception, is that it doesn't need to justify its existence in order to exist. It simply is. As you exist, as I exist, darkness exists along with the light that we bring into its shadowy caves. We as human beings have been obsessed with this idea of bringing light to darkness. My friend shared a meme the other day that showed an illuminated star surrounded by a bunch of darkened stars. And the meme said that the point of the star that was illuminated was to ignite and illuminate all of the other stars that had their lights go out, that were in the dark. And my friend's comment on this meme was, "But what is the purpose of darkness? If the purpose of light is to bring the darkness into form, to bring our shadow into our awareness, to allow ourselves to witness and to perceive all that goes bump in the night inside of our own minds and inside of the worlds and realities of the people around us, what is the point of all of this darkness that we're holding? Why are there toxic human beings? Why is there violence? Why is there illness? Why is there depression? Why is there all of the ways that we have separated ourselves from one another? All of the ways that we have deluded ourselves to believe in the worst aspects that this life has to offer? All of the madness that is encaging us and draining us of the life force energy that we have been given in order to animate these physical bodies that we are inhabiting for this temporary period of time. I'm reading a book by Cormac McCarthy called Stella Maris, and in it, the main character, who is categorically a genius as well as someone who has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, she says, "At the core of the world of the deranged is the realization that there is another world and that they are not a part of that world. And they see that little is required of their keepers, but much of them. The world has created no living thing that it does not intend to destroy. And I believe in those sentences, we get a picture of why darkness exists, what the purpose of darkness is. We are building sandcastles with our lives. I've seen monks go to beaches and build the most elaborate sandcastles. And then at the end of the day, they destroy them. That is how I view the life of every single person walking on this earth. We are all building sandcastles that one day will be washed away by the tides of time, by the space of history, and by the sheer brevity of humanity's ability to remember. Everything that you do in your life today, tomorrow, in 5 years, 10, 20, 30, 50 years, will at some point be forgotten. And from that perspective, every single nihilist is completely valid in their assessment that anything that we do absolutely does not matter in the grand scheme of the life that we get to experience as human beings on Earth. I fully agree that nobody, whether they consider themselves to be a light being, a healer, a shaman, a mystic, or the scum of the earth, the depraved, the mad, the ill, the sick, the wounded, the victim, or the enemy in reality, I don't know that our impact on this planet, in this realm of consciousness, is going to extend far beyond our specific lifetime. But I do know that our sheer existence means that on some level, we exist for some reason. The sandcastle is built, if not only for it to be enjoyed in the process of being built and grieved once it is destroyed. I have succumbed to the realization that my life is not some sacred sandcastle that I'm building that I am going to remember for life everlasting. But I do know that in this moment, it matters to me because I'm experiencing it. And because I'm experiencing my life right now, knowing all of the ways that it has been shaped and formed and given life and dimension from the void spaces that I have experienced, the darkness that has been a part of my past, the darkness that is a part of my present current reality, and the darkness that I will continue to exist into in my future is what gives shape and dimension to the life that I'm living. The light, I believe we forget this as human beings, that anything that is brought into the light, anything that is seen by the sun, is part of our masculine tendency to limit, to boundary, to illuminate, and to categorize our experience of being a human. But how quickly we forget that who we are, who we are formed as, that where we decide who it is we're going to be and what energies we're going to attach onto and what aspects of ourselves that we're going to pay attention to, the ways that we are individuated, the ways that we are different, the ways that make us uniquely beautiful are all formed in the dark. They're formed in a knowing. They're formed in the feminine energy that is nothing but space. The darkness holds space for all that we could be, all that we are, and all that we have been. The dark has the ability to hold our violence, our delusions, our illnesses, our madness, and it is held in non-judgment, It is held in unconditional love. It is held in the knowing that everything is. And I may be on an island alone when I say that as a Christian in some way, I don't believe Jesus came to earth to save the world. I don't think he came here to save you. I don't think he came here to save me. He didn't even come here to save himself. He literally came here to die. Because that's what we do here. We come to earth to live a life and then we die. Our physical body dies. And I don't believe that Jesus came here to show us how to live forever as human beings. I think part of the reason he came here is to show us our darkness by first revealing his capacity, his ability, his desire to confront the darkness inside of himself. He went into the wilderness to face his demons, and there he met the Lord of the demons himself in Satan. And in my view of the story, he didn't defeat Satan, but he agreed with him. He agreed with the delusions, with the madness, with the insanity that Satan proposed by listening to what Satan had to say. He bore witness to the existence of the damned. He held space and validated the experience of the demonic, of the Satan, of the darkness, of the madness that existed within himself. And he allowed himself to remember who he was within the context of being in the company of the darkest aspect of his own consciousness. And so when he came out of his own dark night of the soul, he went on a journey to seek that same energy in the external world that he had been born into. He went on to attract those humans who were deemed sick and ill, possessed and crippled physically, mentally, socially, economically. He went out into the world and lived among those who believed that they were separated, who believed that they were different, who believed that they were too dark, too negative, too damned, too haunted to be worthy of his attention, of his affection, of his friendship, and of his love. For me, it was never the miracles or the healings that Jesus performed that was interesting about him. For me, I was always captivated by his ability to see darkness and to validate its existence. It was in his ability to look beyond who people thought they were, to look beyond what people thought they were doing, to look beyond what it even means to be human, to be God, to be alive, and sit with the experience of the other, listen to their story, and offer the only gift that any of us can ever give one another: room to be. So in this next season of my life, and likely in the next season of Mental Magic, whenever I have the space to enter this world once again and embody this version of myself who loves to talk about all of these things, I feel as though instead of focusing so much of my attention on all of the ways that this world is dangerous and violent and terrifying, all of the ways that we could get hurt, the ways that we could be killed, the ways that we could be damaged and broken, I am going to attempt, and feel free to attempt this with me if you so desire, I'm going to attempt to live into the words of an imaginary character from one of my favorite movies when he says, "I love waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen or who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. Just the other night, I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world, having champagne with you fine people. I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You don't know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes, to make each day count." And so as I continue to exist as a human being who frankly struggles with understanding why I'm here, I remain hopeful that my existence, your existence, our existence matters, even if only for this day that we're living, for this ability that we have to see one another, to have this experience, and to play our roles for one another to the best of our ability. And specifically to all of my former, current, or future nightmare humans, I would say, waking up to the love that you are, self-love in the healing spaces, is not for the faint of heart. When you deal with mental illness, mental divergence, madness, delusion, pain, suffering, misalignment, disharmony, disease, all of the ways that we separate ourselves and believe that we are the problem, we are the negative ones, we are the ones who are what's wrong with the world. From my experience of being this type of being, I know that there is a moment in your awakening to the love that you actually are, where you realize that you are always living and you are only ever existing in this now moment to have various types of experiences of Earth, on Earth, as a human being in Earth. And that one of those experiences is the one that you're having in this lifetime as this cloaked, shadowy, self-hating, self-abandoning, and rejecting being. And that's okay too. I have found that I can love myself anyways, and I know that you can too. But until you get there, I see you, and I hope that life proves us all wrong in the end. Thank you, as always, for listening. Bye.